I give all that I am to the experience I have chosen to the fullest. This is Dr. Herbert L. Byerly, Dean of the University of Healing here in Campo, California, with a thought for today. I give all that I am to the experience that I have chosen to the fullest. Have we ever done that? Oh, as children we do. As children, we give our all to our dreams and our goals and our desires and our choices. We are standing up powerfully, wonderfully, beautifully for everything that we are. We are not going to allow anything to stop us. Things do change. Things do stop us, but we do not choose to stop. We choose to see that horse in our yard. We choose to have that puppy. We choose to have our friends. We choose to have circumstances that make us happy and that make us joyful and that make us feel fulfilled in every way. And we work at it so diligently. And then our parents tell us, well, there are just some things you can't have. There are just some things you just have to forget. There are some things that you have to wait until you're older that you can consider having it. There are some things that just have to wait. It's not a matter that you can't ever have it, but you can't have it now. Well, to a child, there is no other time but now. How fortunate the child is. To you and I, there is only now, and if that is realized by us right now, how fortunate that is. I give all that I am to the experience I have chosen to the fullest. Let's just say I'm in the hospital and I have a problem. Well, rather than saying I have a problem and I'm in the hospital, let's say somebody else. Okay. It's the same principle, it's the same technique, it's the same usefulness for it. But let's just say that somebody else is in the hospital and they have a problem. And that problem is something the doctors cannot figure out what to do. The doctors have gone through all of their possible ways of looking at it, and they cannot figure out what to do. Now, the doctors aren't stupid. The doctors are not for any lack of diligence. But the doctors just cannot figure out what to do. And they say, we'll just have to wait and see. This is new for me. And many things in life are new for us, but it's new for me. And so the doctor says, let's just wait and see. Now, I don't want to give them medicines that are not going to be helpful. I don't want to give them any pills that are going to be disturbing to them rather than helpful to them. And I certainly do not want to make the cause exacerbated in a larger and more unhappy way. I want to help them as best I can. And so they say, well, I guess there's nothing we can do but pray. There's nothing we can do but pray. This is what we have heard so often. We've heard, when all hope and lost, all techniques are lost and everything is lost, it's all lost, then just pray. And when you pray, then who knows what will happen. Prayer is not a proven program. It is not something that has been shown to work every time. It is not something that every person who prays has the result of that prayer according to their desire. Or is it? Or is it? We have not been taught how to pray. We have not been taught how to speak our word. We have not been taught how to exercise our choices. We have been told, if this doesn't work, well, then try something else. Now, the great scientists, the really great scientists, are ones with fabulous imagination. The really great scientists are ones who listen inside of themselves. The really great scientists come to the conclusion that, hey, let's see now. The person who did the groundwork in this particular project thought about it, and they came up with this idea. Now, I'm going to think about it further and come up with even a more specific, a more wonderful response. I'm going to give it more attention. And so this scientist, starts to think seriously about it. He starts to meditate on it. He starts to think about it. He starts to pray about it. He starts to meditate on it. He starts to think about it. That's all the same thing. We unfortunately give it a bad rap. And we give it a bad rap because we are indecisive in our activity. And as we are indecisive, we receive the wrong answer. We receive the answer that we say we don't want. Because that's where our concentration has been. Our concentration has been on what we don't want. Our concentration has been on what we are not interested in experiencing. I give all that I am to the experience, the experience I have chosen to the fullest. Now, what experience do I choose to the fullest? Okay. If someone I know or love or care about or don't even know about, but someone I am interested in has a problem and there's no solution for it, they've come up with all the possibilities that you could think about and no solution meets the need, I choose to think about it to the fullest. I give all that I am to the experience I have chosen to the fullest. And the experience that I've chosen is to know what it is that can be done to remedy this condition. Okay. So now, without naming the condition, and there are many of them available if you want to name anything, but without naming it, we say, first, all is in divine order. If we don't feel balanced, if we don't feel harmonious, we are not going to achieve anything. No matter what comes up in our life, if we have some great, terrible situation that is just tearing us to pieces, and we see no solution for it, we see no way of handling it, we see no way of coming about what has to be done, then we either give up, or we pray more diligently, or we let go and we let God. We let go and we let the divine in us show us the answer. Now, does the divine know the answer? Of course it does. The answer is thinking in the right direction. Thinking in the right way, about the right direction to accomplish the goal that I have for myself. Now, what is the goal that I want? Well, the goal I want for illness is wholeness. The goal that I want is wholeness. Now, how do I get wholeness? Well, by thinking about illness. No! I get wholeness by thinking about wholeness. And as I think about wholeness, wholeness is all that I have in my mind. Wholeness is a habit that I have. It's an attitude that I have. It's who I am. It's what I really am. It's what all is, whole and perfect. Now, how do I demonstrate wholeness in my life? How do I demonstrate wholeness in all of my experiences? How do I know wholeness? How do I experience wholeness? I give all that I am to the experience I have chosen to the fullest. The experience that I have chosen is wholeness. I see this friend, I see this person, I see this condition whole and perfect right now. I see it wonderful. I say all is in divine order right now. And then I make it a habit of getting my ignorance out of the way that says it doesn't know. Getting my ignorance out of the way that says it doesn't know. Getting my ignorance out of the way that says it doesn't know and say, all is in divine order. I make it a habit to say, all is in divine order, all is in divine order, all is in divine order. I say it a billion zillion times until it doesn't mean anything to me, but it is changing my attitude inside of myself. I'm making it a habit. I'm changing that attitude inside of myself that says it is one way or in truth, it is another way. Make it who I am. I am making this who I am. I am all is in divine order. That's all I know. That's all I think. That's all I am. That's all I dream. That's all I have as my consciousness at all times. Now, this works for everything. This works for everything. If we could just train ourselves to say, all is in divine order, and whenever anything comes to our mind, just immediately snap in there, all is in divine order. If we have a problem, all is in divine order. If we ever hang up, all is in divine order. If we have anything that touches our consciousness and wants to make us think contrary, we say all is in divine order, and we think then positive. We think then that it is the reality, it is the wholeness, it is the goodness, it is the allness. I give all that I am to each experience I have chosen to the fullest. I give all that I am to the experience I have chosen to the fullest. And the experience that I have chosen to the fullest is wholeness. All is in divine order. It's wholeness. I make it a habit to say all is in divine order. It's wholeness. I make it my attitude to say all is in divine order. It's wholeness. I make it who I am. I am wholeness, I am purity, I am goodness, I am truth, I am life, I am all that is, and that's all that matters. Nothing else in the entire universe makes any difference to me or to anyone else. Just the truth. The truth is that I am whole. The truth is that all is in divine order. The truth is, the more I say all is in divine order about anything in my world, the more I experience everything in my world in divine order, wonderfully, dynamically, powerfully, joyfully, purposefully, all the way it should be, all the time it is. And as I do this, I know it. I have it. I am it. And that's all that matters. That's all that matters in my life, is to know that all is in divine order now. It's to know that this is who I am. This is what I am. This is all that I am. And that's all that matters. Claim this for yourself today. Know it for yourself today. And give all that you are to the experience you have chosen to the fullest. All is in divine order. Make it a habit. Make it your attitude. Make it who you are. Because that's the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth. And that is what you experience, what you are, and what you know, and that is all that matters. Say it. I give all that I am to the experience I have chosen to the fullest. I give all that I am to the experience I have chosen to the fullest. I give all that I am to the experience that I have chosen to the fullest, and it is done now.